Good evening, folks. Pilgrim Chris here. And, well, it's, what time is it? 7:30 in the evening, and I'm taking the dog for an evening walk. I can't believe it's 14 and a half hours since I did my last boo. And I was taking the dog for a walk then. In all fairness, I've almost finished the walk today. I'm just on my way to my local chip shop, where I'm going to treat myself to a pucker pie. And yes, I don't think I've had much else, so I think I'll have a pucker pie. But I'm quite hungry. I think it's all the walking I'm doing. It's been an interesting day today. Like I say, I was up earlier than normal today to take the dog for a walk this morning, and it's good to be up early. I feel much better for it throughout the rest of the day. And I've been having my brother stay over for a while. He's still here. It's been months now. And he has a TV, and it's in the lounge. And I've been, over the past few weeks now, I've been watching TV and being drawn into the mindless entity that is soaps, supposed thrillers. My brother's a keen viewer of things like Coronation Street and EastEnders, Holby City. Shocking. But you get drawn in, don't you? You're sitting there and it's on. And one of the reasons I got rid of the TV was because it was such a distraction. I'm not saying everything programme is bad on television. There's some cracking stuff, and I've watched a few. But I tend to catch up with the things that I want to watch on iPlayer or on demand through my smartphone. If I want to watch something, I'll just go and watch it that way. It's not instantaneous in the sense that you don't watch it when it's on. You have to search for what you want. But that's much better than having a box in the living room, in my opinion. And I've realised why it is so distracting. You know, I can be sitting there doing other things, but it just draws your eyes to it, doesn't it? The TV. And so, it's going to go out of the living room and into his room, so I don't have to suffer it. And then if he wants to watch TV, he can go upstairs to his room and watch it. Which would also give me a bit of peace downstairs. It has been difficult, giving up my solitude in the sense that I live alone, to have my brother stay with me for a few months. It was meant to have been a couple of weeks. It's turned out to be 3 months now, maybe longer. And no sign of him going, but that will change because I've had enough. It's not my brother, it could be anybody really, I suppose, unless it's a partner, that's different, of course. But it's very difficult just to live with somebody, and they don't take over your house, they take over your space. And sitting in my living room of an evening, chilling, reading a book, catching up on my social media, and catching up on work of an evening. Whatever it was I was doing, it was always fun for me. Always a good time to relax. And now it isn't, because my brother is ever present in the living room. He doesn't seem to know to go to his room. And to be fair, there's not a lot in it. It's his bed and that's it, really, wardrobe. But I'm hoping that if I encourage him to take the TV up, he'll have to buy himself a digital aerial for it, of course, but they're not expensive to plug into the back. But then he can go and take it up into his room. And also, I mean, I don't have a license for a TV. And that's something else that's worrying me, because I don't have a TV. Now there's one in my house, so it's another conversation I'm having to have with him, that as poor as he is at the moment, because he's on hard times, he's going to have to either stop watching the TV entirely or buy a license. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. It's just, you know, these little things are sent to, they tend to be worked out, aren't they? But it is a bit of a distraction. Anyway, I'm here now. I'm at the Chinese chip shop combination. And I'm just going to go in and get my pie. So Molly's waiting patiently for me. She's had lots of walks today. I think she must have done about 10 miles in total. And I'll give her a toweling off when I get home, because she's a little bit damp, but a little bit of rain, not too much. And then she'll be exhausted. She'll have something to eat, go to sleep on the settee. terrific. Another job well done. Thanks for listening, and as always, live free.